We now come to sign number 10, the nations missing from the Ezekiel 38-39 invasion. Whenever we read the Bible, we should not only note what it says, we should also pay attention to what is missing. This is especially important when we consider the passage in Ezekiel 38-39. We found that certain specific nations would invade Israel in the last days. This includes such modern countries as Iran, Turkey, Libya, northern Sudan, Russia, and at least two of the Central Asian countries, which were formerly part of the old Soviet Union. But who is missing? Now, what's fascinating about all of this is that not only the nations that are involved, but also the nations that are missing from this list. First, the nations which immediately surround Israel are not mentioned as being part of the invasion. This would include Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Egypt, and the Gaza Strip we could also include in this list. We also discover that Sheba and Dedan, that is the area of the modern Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates, will protest this invasion. The Bible puts it this way, Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish and all its leaders will say to you, have you come to see spoil? Have you assembled your host to carry off plunder, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to seize great spoil? That's Ezekiel 38:13. Now, these nations do not participate in the invasion, neither do they come to the aid of Israel. Indeed, they merely protest what is going on. So let's add up everything that's predicted here. If we added up what we saw in the last sign, we can come to this conclusion. There are 10 specific things that must be in place to set the stage for the invasion. About 7 modern countries will take place in invading Israel. 4 countries which border Israel will not take part, and the 6 Gulf states will protest this attack. So when we consider the totality of this coming invasion, there are about 27 separate things that are predicted to occur before the armies of Israel enter into the promised land. So what do we presently see? Well, what's fascinating is how much of this lineup on both sides that now makes sense in our present world situation. In other words, we can see this sort of scenario exactly taking place as the Bible says. In our last sign, we saw that the 10 predictions were already fulfilled that set the stage for the attack. In addition, we found that the major countries which are said to participate in the invasion, namely Iran, Russia, and Turkey, are already in some sort of coalition. And 2 of the other nations mentioned, northern Sudan and Libya, are known for terrorism. Furthermore, those who are said to sit out the invasion also make sense. Syria and Lebanon are divided by civil wars. Jordan is a moderate Muslim nation, and Egypt has recently teamed up with Israel to fight common foes, that is ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, Egypt, this is fascinating. We talked about this in sign number 2. The lack of Egypt participating in the invasion is profound. Given the fact that Egypt has been involved in every war with the modern state of Israel since its inception, 1948, 1956, 1967, and 1973, with all of that, it is all the more remarkable to predict that they would not be involved in this last day's attack upon Israel. Again, we talked about this in sign number 2. According to the book of Isaiah, there's a great future in store for Israel according to the Bible. Here's what it says. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender and deliver them. And the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day and worship with sacrifice and offering, and they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy, and he will heal them. That's Isaiah 19:19-22. So there's a glorious future for Egypt as far as the scripture is concerned, but for these invading nations, there's only their demise. Now, something else interesting, Sunni Muslims versus Shia Muslims. In the Middle East, there are two countries now vying for supremacy. They are Iran and Saudi Arabia. The Saudis are Sunni Muslims, while the Iranians are Shia Muslims. These two groups have been fighting one another since the death of Muhammad. Consequently, they will never unite together in a coalition of nations, even to fight against a common enemy, namely Israel. Therefore, it makes sense that the Saudis, as well as the other Gulf states, would not be part of this coalition. So what is fascinating is that all of this has been predicted by Scripture. Ezekiel 38 and 39 was written 550 years before the time of Christ. Muhammad did not come on the scene until the 7th century A.D., yet we are told specifically that the invading nations would not include this geographical area of the Gulf states. So we have to ask ourselves this question. What are the odds that someone writing 2,500-plus years ago, enlisting the invaders as well as the non-invaders, would correctly state who would unite against Israel and who would not participate? Furthermore, before this invasion takes place, who could have predicted the 10 things that the Bible assumes would be in place? While we have looked at what nations bordering Israel are missing from this predicted invasion, there is also another nation conspicuous by its absence, the United States of America. Our next Sign of the End will consider the possibilities as to why the USA is not involved in this drama.